Well, I'm talking to former top jockey Trevor Jones. And Trevor, tonight had a race named after you, and it's been a pretty big night for you, hasn't it?
It has, actually, Peter. I've actually had no idea. My son Rick said to me, he works on the barriers, he said to me last week, you better make next Wednesday available. And I said, what for? He said, I've got a small few plans for you. And next thing I know, I'm the had a race named after me, and I've got a great horse called Valiant Lodge on the front of the race book, and I'm still shaking, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, you've had steeped in a lot of success, your journey through racing, and we go back through the 50s, 60s and 70s, yep. You were nicknamed the Gentleman of Racing, and that's a tag you've carried through your life, really.
Well, I've tried to. I've got a wonderful wife, six beautiful children, and I've had my ups and downs, but behind me, the rest of all my life, jumping or out of racing or in racing, I've had a great family supporting me, you know.
All right. Take us through some of the good horses you were associated with.
Fearless Chief, I won the first national, Cole Tara, Little Sir Juan, I won about 13 races on him. Hot Sun, Des McCormick, there's just so many, Sir Vara. I'm sorry, Peter, they're countless, you know.
You rode over 500 winners, so any wonder you can't remember them all. And you must have been, obviously in your heyday, you were certainly well supported by a lot of the punters.
I was. The only problem those days, I was riding with some of the greatest jockeys, like late Ted Byrne, Gary DeLue, Roy Boswell. He's not, Teddy's dead, but the rest of them are still around. But all those fellas, Ron Lindsay, some of the best, and I'll tell you, it was hard. You that are keep up or get out, you know what I mean?
Well, I know. I was brought up on racing. My brother-in-law was a jump jockey, Heck Bridges in Melbourne. So, and that's how I cut my teeth on racing. So it's great, Trevor, that you've been able to come along tonight and make this a special night, and let's hope that racing remains a big part of your life.
Thank you very much, Peter. My son said when this was happening, he said, the only thing you've got to do, he said, is stay alive till next Wednesday.
And you've done it well.
Thank you very much,
Good on
Peter.
You, Trevor.
Thank you.